Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur host. I'm excited to share the top 10 ways you can disrupt your industry today. Hello again, my name is Christian. I'm the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur host, and I'm excited to talk to you guys today about how you, in any industry, can disrupt any industry today in 2024. So with that, let's get started. Number one way on how to disrupt the industry is by far embracing technology. Just look at how AI has evolved. And you probably heard it said, if you don't use AI on daily on your business, you are falling behind. So I encourage you, stay updated on those trends, integrate them into your business, and you can see a significant innovation in your industry. Number one, really quick today, is embrace technology. Number two, look at your pricing model. I always use the example of Netflix. Look what Netflix did with the subscription model. By offering a different model or a different form of payment, you can disrupt an entire industry. And Netflix showed us that that was possible. So change your pricing strategy and it can open up a whole new market and it can attract a broader customer base. Number three, customer engagement and customer experience transformation. For me, there's no other company than Amazon. Look what Amazon has done, getting stuff in 2 days, have reliable deliveries, easy returns. It can improve customer interaction. Consider implementing some kind of personalized service or a robust service system or support system that can be seamlessly integrated into the customer experience. I mean, for me, I use Amazon all the time because of that. And remember, people pay for speed and people pay for convenience. Number four, there needs to be a way of sustainable practices. If you want to disrupt your industry, just adopt some kind of eco-friendly system. I honestly believe eco-friendly systems and that whole eco-friendly and sustainable business practice we need to do are not just a trend. I think it's a necessity. Look at what Patagonia and Tesla did. Not only can these practices kind of reduce cost for you, but they can also enhance the brand appeal. Patagonia and Tesla are certainly a really good example of that. These small changes, and by just making small changes and reducing waste, you can have a sustainable material which can be integrated or implement even a, you know, energy efficient process, just like the way Tesla did. Number four. So number five, leverage social media. And for me, make some unique campaigns. I love the Wendy's Twitter roast or the Oreo Super Bowl blackout tweet, what they did. Have a unique way to reach your customer, and you can certainly integrate this in your business. And if you do, think outside the box, because any of these platforms, can you help interact with your audience in a whole different way and make it a more novel experience to communicate with you? Number six, focus on community building. Building a loyal community around your brand and services is a long-term success. And that's something we working on all the time. Have a way of looking at the business differently. For me, Harley-Davidson is certainly one of the companies which did a phenomenal job with building events and building up the club. So I honestly feel if you engage with your audience and create a space for them to connect, because we like to hang out with like-minded people, it fosters a sense of belonging. So number six, build a meaningful community. Number seven, you need to rethink supply chain. And for me, again, Amazon is a really good example of that. A resilient and efficient way to supply chain is crucial by any standards today for any business success. You need to be innovative, like local sourcing, automation. How can you make a significant impact? And for me, the company or the example what comes to mind is Sarah's. that fashion model. I personally don't use it. My family uses a lot. And they have a really cool way and a very highly responsible supply chain that really quickly adapts to any kind of market trends. So evaluate your supply chain and you will seek new opportunity for improvement. Number eight, and this is a fast podcast today, just offer a really unparalleled way of being convenient. So number eight for me is have a offer that is unparalleled convenience. In a fast-paced world, convenience is not just a market disruptor. Companies like Uber, Amazon, and Amazon Prime, for an example, have driven not just the priority, but it's one of those things, it's user convenience. For me, I use it all the time. Remember, people pay for convenience and people pay for speed. Also consider how you can make your product or your services more accessible, whether through streamlined process, home delivery, or even using an eco-friendly platform. Number eight way to disrupt your business today. And number nine is you need to collaborate with unlikely partners. And I spend a lot of time in our business doing this. Who can we partner with? And I look at the example from Nike and Apple. Look what they created. They created the Nike Plus product line, you know, blending fitness with technology. Look, I use Whoop because of that. It's a really unlikely partner in the industry they're serving. So for me, look for a partner outside of your sphere and make sure it creates a unique offering that explores not just new markets, but taps into new markets and serve them the way only you can. For me, I love that partnership between Apple and Nike, and I most likely absolutely love my Whoop. So with that, if you haven't done so, please join the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur Show. And also join our DisruptiveChef.club, which is our private community where you get front row access to all of the great things we do. And for me, the number 10 way on how you can disrupt any industry today is by continuous learning and taking that learning and adopt it. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and actually I taught him a little lesson. Him and I talked about his brand, and he's really, really good at this brand. And he has this brand, Gear Towards Canada. And I said, hey, you need to gear that brand towards the US. And we went to bed. I look at night, he didn't buy the URL. I bought all of the URLs, because continuous learning and doing and acting on these learnings are key. You know, staying agile and be part of that continuous learning and improvement process. Encourage not just yourself and your teams to do this, also teach them new skills, attend workshops, stay curious. I honestly believe this proactive approach can help you adapt to a whole new challenge, and it will bring whole new opportunities. For me, success likes speed. So if you learn something, take actions on it, because as you take action on what you just learned, you will see continuous growth and continuous improvement. So those were my 10, top 10 items on how you can disrupt any industry. And those is our list of top 10 we continuously work on. And we're not good in all of them, but we're continuously working on it. I have my little saying here. It is progress over perfection. So these are the 10 things we work on, and I honestly believe those are the 10 things any company needs to follow today to disrupt any industry. And we use those 10 principles to disrupt the culinary industry. With that, I want to say thank you for having me today. Thanks for listening in. And if you haven't done so, please like this episode. Go and join our DisruptiveChef.club community. You will be amazed on the great content we out there have out there for you, and you get a front row seat on everything new we do. So remember, disrupt not just by making waves. It's all about continuous improvement. And we talked about this earlier, and staying ahead of the curve. Until next time, I'm Christian, your Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur host. I'm signing off. So be the change, be the challenge, and be the innovator in your industry. So with that, thanks for listening in today. and go out there and stay disruptive.